Bienvenidos a la Misa en Español, donde nosotros llevaremos hasta usted el amor de nuestro Padre en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Deseamos unirnos con Jesucristo en una entrega de los unos a los otros. Acompáñenos en nuestra oración eucarística.
En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, el amor del Padre, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo estén con todos ustedes. Hermanos y hermanas, para celebrar dignamente estos sagrados misterios, reconozcamos nuestros pecados. Yo confieso ante Dios Todopoderoso y ante ustedes, hermanos, que he pecado mucho de pensamiento, palabra, obra y omisión, por mi gran culpa. Por eso ruego a Santa María, siempre Virgen, a los ángeles, a los santos y a ustedes, hermanos, que intercedan por mí ante Dios nuestro Señor. Dios Todopoderoso, tenga misericordia de nosotros, perdona nuestros pecados y nos lleve a la vida eterna. Amén. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, whom, taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call our Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Lectura del primer libro de los Reyes. Al llegar al monte de Dios, el Horeb, el profeta Elías entró en una cueva y permaneció allí. El Señor le dijo: Sal de la cueva y quédate en el monte para ver al Señor, porque el Señor va a pasar. Así lo hizo Elías, y al acercarse el Señor, vino primero un viento huracanado que partía las montañas y resquebrajaba las rocas, pero el Señor no estaba en el viento. Se produjo después un terremoto, pero el Señor no estaba en el terremoto. Luego vino un fuego, pero el Señor no estaba en el fuego. Después del fuego se escuchó el murmullo de una brisa suave. Al oírlo, Elías se cubrió el rostro con el manto y salió en la entrada de la cueva. Palabra de Dios.
Muéstranos, Señor, tu misericordia y danos tu salvación, y danos tu salvación. Muéstranos, Señor, tu misericordia y danos tu salvación. Y danos tu salvación. Voy a escuchar lo que dice el Señor. Dios anuncia la paz a su pueblo y a sus amigos. La salvación está ya cerca de sus fieles. Y la gloria habitará en nuestra tierra. Muéstranos, Señor, tu misericordia y danos tu salvación, y danos tu salvación. Muéstranos, Señor, tu misericordia y danos tu salvación, y danos tu salvación. El Señor nos dará la lluvia y nuestra tierra dará su fruto. La justicia marchará ante él, la salvación seguirá tus pasos. Muéstranos, Señor, tu misericordia.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I speak the truth in Christ. I do not lie. My conscience joins with the Holy Spirit in bearing me witness that I have great sorrow and constant anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, theirs the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. There's the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
El Señor esté con ustedes. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, inmediatamente después de la multiplicación de los panes, Jesús hizo que sus discípulos subieran a la barca y se dirigieran a la otra orilla, mientras él despedía a la gente. Después de despedirla, subió al monte a solas para orar. Llegada a la noche, estaba él solo allí. Entornado la barca, iba ya muy lejos de la costa, y las olas de la sucedían porque el viento era contrario. A la madrugada, Jesús fue hacia ellos, caminando sobre el agua. Los discípulos, al verlo andar sobre el agua, se espantaron y decían: «Es un fantasma», y daban gritos de terror. Pero Jesús les dijo enseguida: tranquílense y no teman, soy yo. Entonces le dijo Pedro: Señor, si eres tú, mándame ir a ti caminando sobre el agua. Jesús le contestó: ven. Pedro bajó de la barca y comenzó a caminar sobre el agua hacia Jesús. Pero al ver la fuerza del viento, le entró miedo. Comenzó a hundirse y gritó: sálvame, Señor. Inmediatamente Jesús le tendió la mano, lo subió y le dijo: hombre de poca fe, ¿por qué dudaste? En cuanto subieron a la barca, el viento se calmó. Los que estaban en la barca se prostraron ante Jesús diciendo: verdaderamente, tú eres el Hijo de Dios.
Palabra del Señor. This is truly a fitting gospel reading for all of us, myself included. I have experienced many tormented days or weather, so to say, as well. It's inclusive of me that this reading applies to me. I have been like Paul myself. Sometimes in my life, things have come my way, and I've asked for God to help me. And in my path along the way, just like Paul, I started falling and saying, God, help me. And there he was, waiting for me, as he is for all of us. When we're faced with difficulties and turmoil, believers like myself seek the Lord. But many today only resort to faith and prayer as a last resort, when all other avenues are exhausted. Today's reading reminds us that seeking God's presence should be our instinct in all matters, big and small. In today's first reading, Elijah has made a long and tiring pilgrimage to Mount Horeb to consult God when his life is endangered by Jezebel. 40 days and nights before reaching Horeb, Elijah had worked a great sign showing that the Lord was God and had overthrown armies of false prophets and witnessed a long, punitive drought that was imposed on the unfaithful Israelites. Despite this, his life was in danger, and it seemed the evil and infidelity in Israel was as strong and powerful as ever, spearheaded by Jezebel, who pledged to kill, and he had humiliated her prophets and pagan religion. He considered himself a failure and just wanted to sit beneath a tree and die. Yet, the Lord's messenger urged him to make the long pilgrimage to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. Upon arrival, the Lord invites Elijah to explore his motivations for coming and then orders him to leave the cave in which he had been taken refuge and stand in his presence. Elijah knows the Lord is not to be found in the earthquake, the fire, or any other areas. He reacts to the quietness of noises, knowing the Lord is there. When we're faced with turmoil, we too need to ignore the distractions of the situation and seek a moment of quiet. That's where we will find the Lord. It may take time and sacrifice, but the Lord will reveal himself. In today's second reading, Paul laments that Israel had been received so much from the Lord, but failed to recognize the Messiah when he came to them. The Messiah, their Savior, was their own flesh and blood, yet they didn't recognize him when he finally came. John, in the prologue to his gospel, said, "He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God." Many Israelites did not recognize him as Messiah or as God. This should be a cautionary tale for us. We have so much in the church, and we have inherited so much from our Jewish families, but we must always remember who is behind them? Our Lord. There are ways of connecting or reconnecting with him. We are adopted as sons and daughters of our God through Christ. We receive glory through him. We worship him and follow his teachings and trust in his promises. In today's gospel, the disciples were sent out by our Lord into what soon became stormy waters. And when he approached them, they thought they were doomed because they didn't recognize him. The disciples, they saw a ghost and thought it was a sign that they would soon be ghosts themselves. After all the miracles had already been performed by our Lord, you would think that walking on water would not have been that shocking to them. Our Lord has to encourage them. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Peter, he takes a risk and takes a step out of the boat and into the storm because he believed our Lord was there and would help him. He takes one step, two steps, three steps, and then the wind starts to howl and his feet start to sink in the water. But our Lord, he did not let him drown, and he will not let us drown either if we turn to him in faith. As long as we are on good terms with our Lord, a life of grace, the Lord dwells inside of us. Even when we're not, he is near, always ready to reconnect. If you want to be able to seek out the Lord in stormy moments, foster the habit of seeking him out in calm ones as well. When things are going well, thank him. When life is not full of earth-shattering events, talk to him. Friends, talk about everything, no matter what the circumstances. Take a moment sometime this week to foster an awareness of our Lord's presence in your soul and speak with him. If you are burdened by some sin that has distanced you from our Lord, seek him in the sacrament of reconciliation. Know that no matter how distant we are from a God our Father, he will always be extending his hand for each and every one of us.
Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. Begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Strengthened in faith, we come before the Lord with our needs and the needs of our sisters and brothers.
For our Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI,
who has taught us to follow Christ the way, the truth, and the life, that now his elder years, we see his example of faith and trust in Christ as he embraces his cross. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por las personas que escuchan la voz de Dios al discernir su vocación, para que experimenten la presencia del Señor y confíen en el amor y ayuda de Dios. Roguemos al Señor.
Te rogamos, Señor.
For our sisters and brothers in Beirut, who have lost their lives in the recent explosion, that they may rest in peace, and for those who have been affected through loss of their homes and livelihood, that they may know God's presence and be embraced in the Holy Spirit's comfort. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por todos nosotros que nos enfermamos por reconocer la presencia de Dios en nuestra vida, para que recibamos buenos consejos y ánimo por parte de nosotros, familias y amigos, y de nuestra comunidad parroquial. Roguemos al Señor.
Te rogamos, Señor.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the people of Corpus Christi Cathedral, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Facundo Rodriguez, Roberto C. Lopez, Dr. Maria E. Morales, and Randy Forbus, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Dios Todopoderoso, danos la fe y el valor para sobrellevar las tormentas de nuestra vida. Que encontremos nuestro refugio en tu Hijo, confiados en que siempre nos extiende su mano ofreciéndonos ayuda y dándonos fortaleza durante todos nuestros momentos de aflicción. Te lo pedimos en nombre de Jesucristo, nuestro Señor y Salvador, por los siglos de los siglos. Amén.
Oren, hermanos, para que este sacrificio mío y de ustedes sea agradable a Dios, Padre Todopoderoso. Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation. Through Christ, our Lord. Amen. El Señor esté con ustedes. Levantemos el corazón. Demos gracias al Señor nuestro Dios. En verdad es justo y necesario, es nuestro deber y salvación, darte gracias siempre y en todo lugar, Señor, Padre Santo, Dios Todopoderoso y Eterno. Porque reconocemos como obra de tu poder admirable, no solo haber socorrido nuestra débil naturaleza con la fuerza de tu divinidad, sino también el haber previsto el remedio en nuestra misma naturaleza mortal, y así, con lo que fue la causa de nuestra reunión, con eso mismo nos diste la salvación por Cristo, Señor nuestro. Por él, los ángeles cantan con júbilo eterno, y nosotros nos unimos a sus voces, cantando humildemente tu alabanza. Santo eres en verdad, Señor, fuente de toda santidad. Por eso te pedimos que santifiques estos dones con la fusión de tu Espíritu, de manera que se conviertan para nosotros en el cuerpo y la sangre de Jesucristo nuestro Señor, el cual, cuando iba a ser entregado a su pasión voluntariamente aceptada, tomó pan, dándote gracias, lo partió y lo dio a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y coman todos de él, porque esto es mi cuerpo que será entregado por ustedes. Del mismo modo, acabada la cena, tomó el cáliz y, dándote gracias de nuevo, lo pasó a sus discípulos diciendo: tomen y beban todos de él, porque este es el cáliz de mi sangre, sangre de la alianza nueva y eterna, que será derramado por ustedes y por muchos para el perdón de los pecados. Hagan esto en conmemoración mía. Este es el misterio de la fe. Thank you. Así pues, Padre, al celebrar ahora el memorial de la muerte y resurrección de tu Hijo, te ofrecemos el pan de vida y el cáliz de salvación, y te damos gracias porque nos haces dignos de servirte en tu presencia. Te pedimos humildemente que el Espíritu Santo congregue en la unidad a cuantos participamos del cuerpo y la sangre de Cristo. Acuérdate, Señor, de tu Iglesia extendida por toda la tierra, y con el Papa Francisco, con nuestro Obispo Michael, y todos los pastores que cuidan de tu pueblo, llévala a su perfección por la caridad. Acuérdate también de nuestros hermanos que se durmieron en la esperanza de la resurrección y de todos los que han muerto en tu misericordia. Admítalos a contemplar la luz de tu rostro. Ten misericordia de todos nosotros y así con María, la Virgen, Madre de Dios, su esposo San José, los apóstoles y cuantos vivieron en tu amistad a través de los tiempos, merezcamos por tu Hijo Jesucristo compartir la vida eterna y cantar tus alabanzas. Por Cristo con él y en él, a ti Dios Padre omnipotente, en la unidad del Espíritu Santo, todo honor y toda gloria por los siglos de los siglos. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Creo, Jesús mío, que estás realmente presente en el santísimo sacramento del altar. Te amo sobre todas las cosas y deseo ardientemente recibirte dentro de mi alma. Pero yo no puedo hacerlo sacramentalmente. Ven al menos espiritualmente a mi corazón. Quédate conmigo y no permitas que me separe de ti. Amén.
Let us.
May the communion in your sacrament that we have consumed save us, O Lord, and confirm us in the light of your truth. Through Christ our Lord. Well, everyone stay safe and well. El Señor esté con ustedes. La bendición de Dios Todopoderoso, Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo descienda sobre ustedes.
Vayamos adelante. La misa ha terminado.
Demos gracias a Dios.